Welcome to another edition of the Kid Zach Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We are here live today on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. And, you know, it's a special podcast every episode, of course. But this was that more special because the NFL season starts tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, we finally made it through all the dark days leading into it. You know, NBA Finals, we had a little cold stretch there. We, you know, had some summer league games. We finally made it to the start of the NFL season at this point, man. This is an exciting time right now, man. So, of course, I couldn't come over here and kick off the season alone. So, of course, I brought people with me as I always do. I'm Dexter. All right.
Daddy.
Alright, I got DJ and my dad here, you know, coming back, you know, to help me out, man. We all off today. It's gonna be a great show, man. How y'all doing?
I'm alright.
Doing pretty good.
Swell.
That's great. Y'all excited for the season?
Sway.
Extremely. Been missing football.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now you ready? Okay, so we got a lot to talk about, man. So as you guys can tell, I mean, today's show will be all football, all NFL. All show long, so let me go ahead without further ado get into some of those topics. We're going to start off, you know, we already pretty much did this. NFL season kicks off this week, how amazing that it is, and also who has the most interesting week one matchup. I think this will be a great conversation. Who has the most to prove from a player standpoint this year in the NFL? We're going to find out what all of us think. Also, who has the most to prove from a coaching standpoint? What coach do you guys think is on the hot seat or really has to prove himself this year? Who do you expect to be a breakout superstar this year on any team, any position? Who do you see like, hey, this guy is going to be a breakout superstar this year? And, of course, that Thursday night matchup coming up tomorrow to kick off the season with the Cowboys going against the defending champions Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the home opener for the Buccaneers as well as the season opener. Guys, that should be a pretty great game. We're going to get the predictions on that one and who we expect to win the game and why. And, of course, we're going to talk about the end of off our two early Super Bowl predictions. All right. Mind you, now, we will come back to these predictions later on in the season as it progresses. And, of course, when it's Super Bowl time as well. So, without further ado, you guys ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay. So, let's get into it, man. You know, NFL is kicking off. Tomorrow, big day for those guys playing, you know, with everything that's happened, transpired last year, but also for the fans as well. Fans are back. You know, this past weekend, we just had college football. So that's a pretty amazing thing. You know, we saw a lot of great games. DJ's Alabama Crimson Tide picked up right where they left off from the national championship. My Georgia Bulldogs, we was in a, not a shootout, but a tough win against the Clemson Tigers. Primetime television and the Memphis Tigers played. So, I mean, did y'all win?
No comment. No comment.
But shout out to the. I didn't see them on TV. Shout out to the Memphis Tigers. I mean, shout out to the Memphis Tigers. It was a great weekend.
Man, I worked all weekend, so I don't know.
Okay, I guess it was a great weekend for college football. It's gonna be a great weekend for NFL football. So speaking of that, let's get into some of these matchups coming up. You said what?
I'm gonna show him throwing a fit.
Guys, we got the TV going here on YouTube, looking at, of course, some football, some preseason action from training camps around the league and stuff like that, just coming up to the season and whatnot. So, like I said, let's get into some of those week one matchups that I was just discussing right now. So, DJ, a lot of times, we let you go first, you know, when it comes to speaking, you know what I mean, or whatnot, because you're usually ready to go. I think Dad's still pulling it together. But if not, I can name off the matchups. Is there any week one matchup in particular you're interested in? If you don't know them right now, I will give them to you.
Yeah.
So you need them? Mm. Okay. All right. So let's go, like we said, Cowboys and Buccaneers tomorrow night, guys. I say tomorrow night because I will upload this today. Also, the Jaguars and Texans play as well on Sunday. Chargers in Washington, the 49ers and the Lions. The New York Jets and the Carolina Panthers, the Browns and the
So to me, those are the most two attractive. I know we said just one, so I guess if I had to just choose one, I'm gonna go with, I guess, the Browns and the Chiefs, because I guess they got the most star power out of anybody. You know, you got Odell Beckham coming back from a 2-year injury. I'm gonna call it 2 years because it felt like he didn't play at all last year. 2-year injury. So you're excited to see what he's gonna do. You know, you're not expecting a whole lot.
Wait. Are you excited to see what you're gonna do?
I'm just in general.
So you are excited to see Odell Beckham. Now, I want to say this, guys. I mean, I remember a time when Odell played for the Giants. DJ couldn't stand Odell. You remember that?
Yeah.
He didn't like Odell. So now, go ahead, though.
He was a showboater, but he had nothing to showboat about lately. Right. So,
okay.
Of course, he'd be quiet. But,
my goodness.
You know, so he getting back out there, you know what I'm saying, seeing how he's going to, you know, ingratiate himself into the offense. You know, kind of a little birdie tells me he probably won't be in Cleveland too much longer. I don't know. Cleveland seemed too small for Odell Beckham. But plus, he needs somebody with a rocket on him. I don't know, you know. But that, and plus, you know, the Chiefs, you know, I expect the Chiefs to do what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Chiefs going to be the Chiefs, you know.
Right.
And the Browns. I'm going to say more so, I mean, because, you know, they're more run-the-ball oriented. So, it's more so about what Baker Mayfield going to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think, I think he on his, fifth-year option? They picked up his fifth-year option.
Yeah,
so
I thought they picked it up, yeah.
He has to have a tremendous year. He can't have just a good year. He has to have a tremendous year in order for him to get that, you know, that max an extension that he's looking for.
Right.
But then you got to think to yourself, okay, you know, who would they go to if they didn't, you know what I'm saying, go to him. But that's off topic, kind of. But, yeah, I expect it to be a game where, you know, first game of the season, you know what I'm saying. To be honest with you, I don't expect too much high scoring because it is the first game of the season.
Yeah, so, get the kinks out and stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to go with, I'm going to say, you know, Chiefs gonna bring home the win, of course. I'm going to say they do it. I'm going to say they do it convincingly by 10 points at least, you know, so.
Okay. That?
Well, honestly, looking at the schedule, there's a lot of interesting games on him. I mean, of course, the Cowboys and Tampa Bay. I think that's an interesting game from Dak coming back to the new defense, how they're going to look. And will the Buccaneers have a like hangover? Most teams that come back and get their ring the same night. It don't usually work out too good for them and things like that. But actually, for you look at Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and that should be a good game. Arizona, Tennessee, Tennessee develop a pass rush to put on Kyler Murray to where they can stop that offense, you know. And Seattle, Indianapolis, that's gonna be a good one. I mean, Washington and can the Washington football team put enough pressure on Justin Herbert? So I guess the game. Yes, I mean, it's an interesting matchup. Even the Carolina Jets game is going to be interesting to the standpoint of can Sam Darnold go back and hoop up on his old team?
Yeah.
So, but the game, yeah, of course, probably Kansas City, Cleveland, you know. You know, how is this the year that Cleveland turns it around? Because Ford is all around talent. Cleveland probably got the most talent out of anybody in the league all around. You know, are they going to be able to put enough pressure on that revamp the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line to keep Patrick Mahomes upright? We know that he can throw sideways and still win.
Yeah.
But that can probably be the most interesting game. Yeah, will Cleveland actually make that turn be a good, solid football team? Which I think they will, though. So there are a lot of good matchups, but probably the Cleveland Chiefs matchup would be probably more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I concur with both of you guys, man. That is an extremely intriguing matchup that's taking place. Now, what had potential to be the best, I would say, was the Bears against the Rams and whatnot. The Bears against the Rams, okay? But with Justin Fields being at the starting quarterback position, that's what would have made that game interesting because you got Matt Stafford with a good team now, finally. Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald's always fun to watch. Jalen Ramsey is always fun to watch. Justin Fields is fun to watch. But you know, you subtract that and you put the red rifle there and it goes down a bit. You know what I mean? So that could have had the potential to be the best. But yeah, I'm going to have to go with you guys on this. It's because we've seen these two in the AFC. Was it the AFC Championship game? I think it would believe the divisional, where I can't.
It was divisional.
Got to know AFC. Yeah, that's right. Because who got there? Was it Buffalo in Kansas City? Is that right? Got to the AFC Championship.
I think it was.
And you just want to see, because it's fun when these two teams play. It looks like Cleveland's finally leveled up. Not saying they're on the Chiefs level just yet, but like DJ said, at a lot of times, it's a lot of question marks at this game, too, right? It's a lot of stars in this game. Mr. Progressive himself, Baker Mayfield. I want to see what he coming out with. Like, he took some big steps last year. Nick Chubb, that's a dog, right? That's a dog. I want to see what he going to do. Man, I love Odell Beckham Jr. We're getting him a little bit later.
I love him.
I love Odell. Even though he was a Giants player and he was in division with my Eagles, I love Odell. I always just want to see him do well. I really do, and I really hope he can do that this year. And everybody, the 2-year injury and stuff like that, put that to the side. I want to see what this Cleveland defense is going to do. I want them to challenge the Kansas City Chiefs. If you look at the Chiefs, they don't really have a number two. They don't. Right? I mean, not saying it's going to stop them or anything, but they got Tyreek Hill, they got Kelce, and got Mahomes. You know, they got Mecole Hardman, but he's got to earn it. He's got to earn it if he's going to be that number two. You know, and I know, like, you making that face, he ain't respected as the two right now. He's got to go earn it. That's true. I believe he can do it. He got to go get it, though.
Well, come back with daddy. They do have a two, because they got a Tyreek Hill and they got a Kelce.
Well, I meant number two receiver.
I know what you're saying. So yeah. when you got a Kelce, you really don't actually need a two. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Kelce, what made Kelce so good, he's so big, but he run routes
like a wide receiver. Yeah.
And that is so hard. When you got a tight end who can catch the ball, red hand and run route, that is so hard to defeat.
Yeah.
So by them having him be where he run those routes, you don't really just need a necessary two. You know what I'm saying? You have some guys that can make plays when they time come to make play, which is Hardman and Robinson. So that goes a long way right there, though. Then you got Tripp in the backfield. So that, all that combats to where you ain't really got to have a number two when you got a guy that can go down the field like that and Tyreek Hill and Kelce work on Brandon Miller. And you got Pat Mahomes and throw sideways like he
did. Yeah, throw it behind his back.
Be vertical still throwing. So that goes a long way. So they're just a different breed.
It definitely does. And you know what? I do want to see these defenses make some big plays, get some sacks. I would love to see a shootout, though. That being said, I think they can sacks and stuff can still be had. I definitely would love to see a shootout between these two teams. I would love to see that Cleveland team that played on Monday Night Football last year against the Ravens. I didn't even know Baker had that in him, the way he was balling. He was going toe-to-toe with Lamar. Still lost, but he was going toe-to-toe. I just would like to see any performance from Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't matter. He pick anyone he wants to, and I want to see that. I mean, week one, you amped. Nothing against the defense, but you want to see some action. You know what I mean? You want to see some action. It's very important, guys. So I guess we agree all on the same matchup and whatnot. As far as the Chiefs and the Browns week one, you guys make sure that you tune in now. This right here, I think, is gonna get pretty interesting because I'm intrigued to see who you all picked in this. And Dad, we're gonna let you start this one first this time around. So, who this year in the NFL do you believe has the most to prove this year?
The most to prove, probably. I'm gonna say probably Dak Prescott. Because the contract, the injuries, both injuries, didn't play no preseason football. What is he? All his stats are people said garbage time stats. You know, I think he might be the one to have the most improved, not so much in terms of winning the Super Bowl. It's just getting back to where he was, having the confidence to lead his team. I mean, but you still want to make the playoffs. You know, make the playoff.
That's a problem.
I think he has a lot to prove. He really do. Yeah, I think he has a lot to prove. And you also can put James in there too. James and a whole lot. You know, but I'm going to put Dak Prescott for the simple reason. People talk about Dak Prescott so much because he is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And he had the injuries and all this. So I think he has the one that has the most to prove.
Okay, you said something about that's the problem. Before I ask you who you picking, what do you mean that's a problem?
I was telling when he said as far as not a Super Bowl. And I think he is, you know, Dak got signed this offseason for the money he did, you know, well-deserving. But I expect a championship. I don't expect you to just come back and put up numbers. I want a title, you know what I'm saying?
So if they get to a conference championship, if they get to a conference championship, that ain't enough.
That's not enough.
That's a bust.
Yeah, it's a bust. Simply because, you know, the Dallas Cowboys always had these stars where, they, you know, they had these waves that they do good and then don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, it's time to win. You know what I'm saying? Just for them to get, because, you know, Dallas Cowboys get the big head. You know what I'm saying? At least the fans do. You know, they'll get there and then, woo, you know what I'm saying? Don't let us get back there next year. Listen, go ahead and win it this year because you might not get back there and then next year because, you know, their whole thing is, you know, it's the Dallas Cowboys. They got some type of can't win curse on them or something like that. So, no, you have to go win a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Stop talking about Dak Prescott coming there. Just talk about Cowboys winning the Super Bowl because that's what matters. All this talent, you know what I'm saying, is wasted if you don't win nothing. So, just wasted. Don't care nothing about a good season. About a title.
Definitely a championship of bust for them. So who would you say has the most to prove?
I'm going to say Matthew Stafford has the most to prove. Matthew Stafford has been stuck in old Detroit for, 12 seasons? And, about 12. At least 10 years. I know he's in and out. Because did he just get drafted when I graduated from high school? I can't remember.
He's first overall pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, out of course, Georgia.
But he's been in old Detroit for 12 years now, just pretty much just dying out there, just, in and out of the, with coaches here and there. But, you know, and then on top of that, he had good weapons, you know. He had Megatron, and he had, I forgot the second guy.
Galladay, Jones Jr., guys like that were there.
Golden Tate. You know what I'm saying? He had good guys out there. And for whatever reason, still couldn't make it happen. I don't get it. You have three people trying to guard one dude, Megatron. You can't find anybody else open. But this year, you got one of the top coaches in the league. You got one of the top offensive lines in the league. You got one of the top defenses in the league. There's no more excuses. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Excellent receiving core. There's no excuses, period. You know what I'm saying? Right. I expect the NFC Championship and possibly beyond. At least the NFC Championship, though. I at least expect that. He's never been anywhere, you know, close to that, you know. So, they upgraded from Jared Goff, you know what I'm saying, from what everybody's saying. That's the only thing that was missing was the quarterback. Now they got the quarterback. So, I expect NFC Championship and beyond, nothing less.
Okay, yeah, that he's not my pick, but I want to say something about that. Of course, he's a Georgia native, you know, came from us, of course, right? But outside of talking about that, he wasn't in the best organization, right, like you said. We also got to think about how much of this also could be Stafford as well. His record is 74-90 with playing with Detroit. Now, that's a bad organization, don't get me wrong. But, however, I was always told that first overall picks have to overcome that. You were picked there to bring some success, to bring that change. And I think it would go hand in hand if Trevor Lawrence is the same way with the Jaguars, right? And it ain't the best organization, but if while he's there, there's no success, then they're going to be like, how good you are. Same thing with Kyler Murray. Oh, man, he got the new offense. They brought in a new coach, brought in Hop. No success. You know, it's not going to go right. So now I think it's a time to where people from Matt Stafford want him to put up and shut up, as well as they want to see him do well. I want to see him do well. But now it's time to see, like, yo, you got all the pieces. Are you able to do something with him? Because back then, the whole issue was that I don't have the pieces. I don't have the organization that I need. I don't got that. But now you got it. So now it's time to see what's going to really happen. I'm excited to see, and I hope he does well. Honestly, Rams are clearly, as we know, a contending team and have been for some years now. You know what I mean? So, I'm excited to see. Did you have something to say, Dad, about that?
Well, I mean, you number one pick. You was drafted there to make a change. But also, if you're the number one pick, that means you got a horrible team.
Yeah.
So, the quarterback is the starting point, but he ain't the end-all, be-all call. You still have to have the pieces around you upstairs. That's just like, I think I'm going to Cleveland. Cleveland got the right things around. They got the people up front. They got the coaching staff. They got the players. Everything is in order for them to succeed. If you ain't got the right people, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is a great marketer, and Jerry Jones has done some good things, but Jerry Jones will not let his coaching staff coach. He won't, you know, and honestly, I think that's one of the downfalls for the Cowboys, Jerry making too many decisions, which goes back to, yeah, the quarterback, you're the number one pick, you should make a difference, but if your organization ain't behind you, you don't have a good organization, you're not going to win. That's just the way it is. Now, yeah, everything is in front of him to win. He got to do something.
Yeah.
Everything there. You also got to contribute to the losing to him, too, so you can't just give him all the glory.
Yeah.
He don't take no blame, so he got to take some blame, too, so.
Yeah, man, Stafford, go show out, man. Go show him what George is all about. But, yeah, my guy, as we discussed earlier, is Odell Beckham Jr., guys. He has the most approved. I mean, DJ just said he's coming off a two-year injury. You know, everybody's counting this guy out. A lot of people I've heard him say, oh, he's the number two now in Cleveland. I was all Baker, man. If they was trying to say Jarvis Landry is number one now. If Baker's, you know, on the field, and Odell, I mean, it's Odell on the field with Baker. Baker can't focus because he just feel like he got to get the ball to Odell and whatnot. First thing I'm going to say with that is this. Baker as a quarterback, if he's going to be a franchise QB, he's going to have to learn how to target folks. He's going to have to learn how to read the defense when they're throwing folks off, learn how to get guys open. He's going to have to learn all these things. Odell Beckham Jr. has one job out there, and it's catch the ball, I guess you could say, to run the route. You know what I mean? He can't throw it to himself as well. So to me, that's something from a scheme standpoint you got to figure out, bro. Stop just zoning in on one guy. But let's just take a look at him, man. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. has had a history of injuries, but I mean, for like what, three seasons straight, he was a 1,000-yard receiver and over 1,000 yards, you know, and a touchdown machine, you know, 2015, huge year, 13 touchdowns, you know, 2014, 12, you know, went down in 2016 with 10 touchdowns as well. And then we also can't forget that the Giants gave him a huge deal and then traded him. I don't understand that. Maybe they thought he was the guy, and then a couple of days later, oh, we messed up, right? But it means none of that. I mean, this guy has ran into a history of bad streaks. He's gotten the diva tag, which most receivers do. I don't even have a problem with that. That's fine. But it's when they sent him and asked is he's the problem with the Giants in the first place. There was so much more that was wrong with that organization. It was just Odell. But he was the scapegoat. I want to get that correct. But when they sent him to Cleveland, then it's all still easy to blame, you know, Odell when we start losing because, you know, well, Odell, who else we gonna put it on? It's easy to do that.
You can't find one teammate. They tell you that right now to have anything bad to say about Odell.
That's what I'm saying.
He low hanging fruit, and a lot of it because of himself, because he bring a lot of attention to himself. So of course, things go wrong.
But here's my thing. On the field, I still think he's one of the best receivers in this league, and people will quickly forget that when it comes to injuries and things like that. You go to the Browns, who are now a run-based offense. I still, even as great as Coach Stefanski is, has not figured out how to help out Odell Beckham out there. Coaching.
Well, now, to everybody benefit, whatever, they're just their first year of doing it. So, you know, give them a little time, and I think they'll figure things out. So, yeah.
I think he's still the number one. I really do. I mean, and I know everybody always cracking the jokes. Instagram, you always got a comeback video and things like that. Stuff happens. Injuries happen. This dude is still one of the best this year. And I think he's going to prove that. I feel like he's going to be a top. You can mark it now. Top 10 receiver this year, man. I don't know who top 5 because sometimes somebody always sneak up in there somehow one way or another. Top 10 receiver. He gets back on track this year. He's about to approach. Oh, he's about to approach 30. I didn't know that. He's probably nearly almost at 30. Anyway.
I mean, he ain't going to get no healthier.
Why can't he get any healthier? We talk about diet, nutrition. Well, why can't he get healthier?
I'm just talking about facts. Like, you know, you don't get healthier. You just don't. Look at Julio. You don't get healthier.
But my thing is this. Older. The talent. Like
football.
The talent, though, is what I'm saying. What well, Tom? Yeah, look, I know it, but look at Tom Brady.
I think you'll do well. That's a bad example.
I'm sorry, but he literally
he's the only person in the world who's
he's
like
literally
him.
Gotten healthier each year.
But who often is like Tom Brady though?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
First of all, he's an alien, okay?
Okay, well, that's fair.
So, Odell Beckham's still human, you know what I'm saying? So, and I mean, I think he'll have spurts, you know what I'm saying? But, like, the New York Giants, Odell Beckham, I don't think we're going to see that anymore. I think, you know, that he left that in New York. So, I don't think we're going to see that, Odell. Unless, the only way you would be able to see is if they catered the offense to him, which they're not doing. They cater it to the running backs and
all that. Well, I think it can still be, and that's if you can still be a running fan. Stefanski, that's what you want to run the ball. You got two great backs in the backfield, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. Okay, that's fine. But when you come to the passing game, he needs to be the number one guy. When you look to pass, that's who you need to be looking for first.
That's what they was doing at, before he got injured.
And that's what I'm saying.
They kept trying to force stuff to him.
So much. It doesn't have to be forced. It needs to come naturally, the chemistry. This Baker, he's got the. This is why they picked up his fifth option. Figure this out. Figure it out.
Well, when you're going back before the injury, I don't know about the injury. Before the injury, the deep coordinators are going to the game. They're going to stop the run. And then we'll put attention over there. So that's one of the reasons why he didn't get no targets, because they were bragging.
I'm sorry.
Because they're not going to double. They're not going to double.
Landry, I get it. Here's my thing, though, man. He's a wide out. He's a wide out. I mean, you're going to get bracketed. You're great. It happens to Adams. It happens to Hill. Oh, my God, it happens to Hill. It don't even matter. But I'm just saying, you can't use that stuff as an excuse.
It's not an excuse.
And you got to still figure out a way. I think a lot of this is on this coaching staff right here, man. And I'm going to tell you something. He best not get lost in the shuffle this year. I feel like they over here trying to just run.
Well, I know what I was telling you. What
was his stat before he got hurt?
Last year he had 23 receptions, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns.
How many games?
I don't know.
I mean, his stat wasn't bad before he got his 7
injuries. He got injured.
Like, you're not going to see the Odell Beckham from New York. You know, I feel like when you have a run-based offense, you know what I'm saying? First of all, quarterback receiver is all about timing, you know. And if you run had you know 50% of the time versus what they was doing in New York, ain't no rhythm. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons I feel like it was off. It wasn't no rhythm. Like they would run, pass. Like there's no rhythm in that. You know they didn't do that in New York. You know what I'm saying? The offense pretty much it was Eli and Odell. You know we got to move him over here. Whatever we got to do to get Odell.
But then they got Saquon. They got Saquon. They actually had a balanced offense. But then they traded Odell. That's what I'm saying. They actually had a more balanced offense than what Cleveland got right now. Well, they had Saquon and they had Odell. They was balancing it out.
You got real. That coach came from Minnesota. So,
yeah.
They are solid coaching staff in terms of that one run the ball, play action.
Well, you got to be. You got Kirk Cousins, the quarterback.
They're not Kirk Cousins getting paid. But they're not that creative offense. They're just not who they are. You know, they're not that team.
Well, Odell, man.
They're not in the reeds up in there. They're good coaching. They're not in the
reeds
up in there.
Odell, man, just show DJ up. Man, just give me 1,000 yards this year, man. Give me 1,000 yards and you're back on track. I mean, 1,000 yards this year, we're back on track. Okay, let's move on. You think 1,000?
Yeah.
You got a number?
I think just shy of 1,000. I don't think he'll hit 1,000, though.
If he stayed a whole 17 game, I think he'll
get 1,000. 1,400 yards. And then...
really going out there.
Give me 14 touchdowns.
How are you going to do that when they run the ball half the time?
What about the goal line?
If they run the ball
half the time. What if they put 9 in the box? What about they put 9 in the box? You mean tell me I'm going to throw it? Anyway, man, we're going to see that. That's what's so great about having talking before the season. Yeah, I mean,
running the balls would have, you know, got them to where they are now.
With 9 in the box.
Well, let me tell you, he's going to have to get in where he fit in. I'm telling you.
That's
what's
going to
happen.
The hate continues. All right, let's move on to a coach's standpoint. I guess we'll let DJ kick this one off this time. So what coach you think this year has the most to prove? Out of all the coaches in the NFL and the players we talked about having on that team, who has the most to prove this year out of these coaches?
I think it's Bill Belichick.
Whoa, got the most to prove. That's a 6-time Super Bowl winning coach.
Well, yeah, but it was because of Tom Brady.
Go ahead.
When he pushed him on out the door, he said it was too old and all this stuff. Yeah, like that. Thought he was washed up and everything. And the bad thing about it, well, he turned right around the next year, like the very next year, and wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He kind of just, you know, stick him to the face. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much. So, he got the most to prove. Really? Then he got Mac Jones, good quarterback, you know what I'm saying? He fits the Patriot way.
Oh, yeah.
But
Shout out to Cam Newton, man.
None of that means anything if you can't win a title. You don't have to go out and win seven like you did, you know what I'm saying, with Brady. But you got to win at least one. You got to. But it's going to look like it was the
Brady.
All Tom Brady, all them years. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, and then what, that's what it was.
Pretty much. He made that system go.
Where one team, as you say.
He made that system go. So, I don't mean to change sports.
So your back is against the wall. Like, we all looking at you like, man, you just, you know, rolled somebody a coattail out of them Super Bowls.
I that's a good take. I'm going to tell you. He talk about the system. We are a system. Brady made the system go. Let's look at Popovich, the system. Tim Duncan made the system go. And the system ain't went nowhere since Tim Duncan left. And ain't went nowhere since Tom Brady left.
Yeah, I'm on long gold medals.
That's what I'm saying. So that's a good take right there. I mean, people still give Belichick tons of credit. I saw the other day, Stephen A. put them as a Super Bowl threat over the Bills. Marcus was like, what's his last name?
Marcus Spears.
Marcus Spears was like, why? He's like, it's the system. I just believe in the system. Dude! That's what I'm saying. That's a good take. Give Belichick. I thought I'd never hear, but yeah, he got something to prove, dude.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys again.
Oh, my
McCarthy.
God.
I mean, a lot of people say Cliff Kingsbury for Arizona, but I'm like, why? That team is what they is. I don't mean no harm.
So you don't think the Cardinals? They did already hit their ceiling.
Yeah, but think about it. People's like, he on the hot seat. Like, is he really? Because when I know we changed the subject. Cliff Kingsbury wasn't a winning coach in college. And he got to the NFL, he's a 500 coach. So you knew what you were getting when you hired him. And honestly, I think this is what the team is. I don't think they're a 500, maybe a little bit better 500 football team.
2 years, no playoffs.
But, back to it's McCarthy, because you know Jim pulled the trigger, you know, anytime he could pull the trigger next week on the man or next year when the things don't work right, you know, he could just go in and change the coaches. So.
But you know, the truth is, like Steelers and Cowboys, they don't really fire their coaches too often. That's why I said McCarthy could have 3 or 4 average seasons.
I don't think he should ever get hired.
That's what I don't either. But he's not finna fire him, and you know, for a while. Well, this is how they do with coaches.
He don't want to make it seem like
it's starting over.
People are saying that he need to get rid of him, and he get rid of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He want to come with the idea.
Yeah.
Jared wants to control everything. Mm-hmm. And he wants to control where this ain't working. He don't want folks there where it ain't working. He want his thing where I'm going to make it work, so I'm going to keep him. Yeah. So I guess you can say, because if you come out with another year like last year, somewhere along the line, coaching got to be involved in somewhere. You got to make your team better. You know what I'm saying? So, I think of him due to the fact that it is the Cowboys and they high profile all over the world. So, I think it's him. You know, and there are some old coaches. Like I said, Cliff Kingsbury is on. Some people even made this statement that it was John Gruden. John Gruden got a 10-year contract. John Gruden ain't going nowhere. So, he ain't on the hot seat. You know, but I think that's right now on top of my head. That's the only thing I can think of, really, that's on the hot seat. I could be wrong, you know. I think it's McCarthy.
I guess you just kind of crushed my take for John Gruden. But it was John Gruden. Now, I get he had a 10-year contract. Mm-hmm. But you rest assured that when they gave him this contract, they didn't expect him to take all 10 years to go win a championship. And it's probably looking like right about now, like...
Well, it's all guaranteed, too.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, they probably do something. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. You got Derek Carr, who people think is a good quarterback, but he ain't John Gruden quarterback, man. It's so forced. It's so fine. They got a house beside each other. You just kissing up at this point.
He made the statement, I'd rather quit football and be a
Raider. Dude, you trying too hard.
Yeah,
stuff like that come off naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. If you want to be a Raider, go show. Look at, hate to bring him up, but Tim Tebow, you know he loved being a Florida Gator. He wasn't going to be no NFL star, but he loved being a Florida Gator. He didn't even have to say that. You knew that all real. But with Derek Carr, he's doing his best. He's like a child that wants his father's attention. He just ain't giving it to him. He's doing everything he can to get his attention. And it's just not working because that's not his guy. When he came in, he was there. Yeah, I ride with you, bro. That's what he said.
Until I find something better.
Until I find something better. And here's, that's the dilemma they stuck in, too. We're going to win enough games to where we ain't going to get no high pick. You know what I'm saying? And you decent enough to where we win enough games. So I'm always stuck in this dilemma. But I'm telling you, it's 10 years guaranteed. But, you know, let's think about Brad Stevens had like 10 years. Folks got tired of that. After a while, it's like, fool, you starting to, you know, you was a super smart coach and stuff, I think, came from Butler, if I can remember. Yeah. But you, bro, you starting to, let's put you in the office. Because after a while, I give you a 10-year deal. I don't want to take 10 years to win a championship. They give Pat Mahomes a 10-year deal. They don't want to take another 10 years to win a championship. Well,
I ain't thought about that, though. They could do that. They could, like, because Mike Mayock, he ain't got that. He might get gone.
That's
he
what I'm saying.
He's already making decisions anyway up there, so
you're on the clock. And then you got Raiders fans. Now, I know it's in Las Vegas now, but if you talk about the old school, them fans ain't patient. Them fans, the unpatient fan bases, Philadelphia, Chicago, right? Yeah. I guess the Cowboys. I don't know. You know.
Vegas?
Yeah, I'm saying still got true hard Raider fans or whatnot.
They left them in California.
But no, you still got folks like, well, none of us, but like Ice Cube and stuff.
I'm talking about the public in general. I don't think Las Vegas cares.
No, they don't. There's much more other stuff to do than go to a Raiders game.
That was a move for gambling. They ain't do no football game. Because people don't, ain't nobody traveling to the Vegas to go see the Raiders. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all. At all.
That was more sort of a gambling move. Why, I don't know. But they're trying to put their team in Vegas.
So, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. John Gruden, bro. And it's one of those things, he can do it. He's done it before. Don't mean he can do it again. The man that left the game for so long and he coming back. And it's just, oh, my God, the defense, the back end. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all
right. You stretch. I did just stretch in here, y'all. But, man, I think John Gruden's on his hot seat. I get he got 10 years, but we can break that up just like we did Brad Stevens. Now, you know what I'm saying? You go back to Monday Night Football. It's just simple. Love you one day.
Derek Carr isn't your quarterback.
He's not.
You need to do something about it, you know. Go ahead and rip the band-aid.
This is why folks do tanking. But see what I'm saying? Because they stuck at this moment with him. Because he's good. Like I said, he ain't sucky enough to lose all the games to get top pick. Yeah. But he's going to win you enough games I want a better pick than this.
He's not a good quarterback, though. I mean, you can get you a Trevor Lawrence, somebody, but if you're not going to get a Trevor Lawrence, you might as well stick with him. You know, that type of talent.
It's not going to mesh.
But I'm saying, if you're not going to get that type of talent, ain't no sense going to get a guy that's a little bit better than
you. You need special to be win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right?
So if they don't think they can win a Super Bowl, when you need to let them go.
Yeah, I'm
with that, too. But do they have a surrounding cast to help them win the Super Bowl?
I know Dan Waller, one of the best receiver tight ends.
Because they are drafted a guy, number 3 or 4 pick, defensive guy from Clemson. He's the 2nd string. The pick and
some of
the picks they got, it ain't panning out. So
well, you got it there, guys. John Gruden is my guy. I said needs to prove himself this year. DJ said the
Bill Belichick.
Man, that's the shocker right there. Yeah. But it's true. And Dad said Mike McCarthy as well. Let's keep moving on. We're almost towards the end of the show right here. So let's talk about, you know, not proving themselves, but who we expect this year is going to break out. This season, I already know the guy I'm thinking of, right? He just happens to play for the Rome team, and I'm interested.
Crazy, man.
Who's crazy?
You.
Don't worry, we'll get to it. All right, but I'm interested to hear, who do you guys think would be the breakout star there? It could be somebody who's a rookie. It can be somebody who's been in the league. Who do you guys think is going to break out and take that next step this year? Talk to me, Dad.
That's a good question.
You time to think on it and come back to you?
Yeah, go to DJ. What do you think about?
Oh, you ready?
I'm going to go with Tua time, baby. Tua Tagovailoa. Yes, I think he's going to have a breakout year of the year, baby. For Tua's first year coming back, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't injured this offseason. He actually, you know, worked on his game this offseason. And then everybody, you know, crazy about it. Everybody in the league just tanked on Tua. You know what I'm saying? They tanked on Tua because Tua didn't do that well last year. Mm-hmm. After he got just thrown out there. After he just came back from rehabbing. You know, ain't worked on nothing, you know. But so this year is different. Not to mention, they were talking about Deshaun Watson. They were talking about possibly trading for Deshaun Watson. And this shit is gonna be different. You know what I'm saying? Healthy. He done worked on everything. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna come back this year. And this is what we do at Alabama. We overcome. You know what I'm saying? We overcome the talking. You know, I know we're not in Alabama. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know,
stop it.
He bleeds, you know, that crimson and white. You know what I'm saying? So we overcome. You know what I'm saying? We will overcome this year.
I guess my thing is he has a lot of questions. I think this year we think he should answer the questions. But I think you talking as if he going to pass the test with flying colors. I think we just want proficient out of him at this point. Looking at, you know, the last year, he was unfairly judged. That's true. But you're giving me vibes that he's going to have that sophomore year like most, you know, like what Pat did, what Lamar did, what my boy Carson did, although people forget, you know, like that. You know, that second year, they take off.
No, well, I ain't saying he's just gonna be outstanding, but I'm saying he's going to play to a point to where by the end of the season...
No more questions.
Yeah, it won't be a question of, do they need to trade for another quarterback? It'll be understood, okay, he's going to be the guy going forward. You know, that's what I'm saying. So.
Okay. Then?
Well, I got kind of like a two-part deal. He's going to have a breakout year, but it probably won't be like an MVP type of year. I think probably Jameis going to have a good year.
James.
And Alvin Kamara going to have an even better year. He's going to almost hit 1,000 this year.
Okay.
You know.
So you got two.
I don't think that they're going to be an MVP type of deal, but I think those guys are going to be a breakout. For Jameis, after 30 picks, anything is a breakout. You know what I'm saying? So 30 picks, if he just had 30 touchdowns and 15 pick, you know, that's a breakout for him. So I'm going with them. I'm going to ride with them two guys there. I really think they're going to have a good year.
When we talk about breakouts, Alvin Kamara, he's already done that, if you ask me. You know what I mean? From the minute he stepped into the NFL, he's clearly a way better NFL player than college player. And if I was playing, I'd take that any day.
But not to cut you off, if you really look at his stats, he have good stats. He don't have just great stats.
See, if you also look at it too, Sean Payton started doing something in the second half of the year. Well, he wasn't – some possessions he wasn't even in on.
Yeah.
And you had to ask yourself, okay, why isn't he out there every down and whatnot? I think this is kind of smart because you preserve him, actually, more so. You can play him more snaps when you do stuff like that. You know, well, this possession will bring him off, and the next one we'll put him back in. You know what I mean? And you get some of those mileage off of him and whatnot. So I think it's a smart strategy. I want to see Jameis do well, and I think he's going to do well. His confidence is going to build as each game goes. I feel. And Alvin Kamara, like I said, I think he's already a stud, man. He's amazing. He's pretty elusive. An amazing player, you know. Already established, you know, I would say, you know. However, just as great as those three players are, y'all name, we clearly know. Like I say, right guy, wrong team. C.D. Lamb, ladies and gentlemen. He should have broke out last year. But we know Dak got hurt. But the man still ended the year with 935 yards, y'all. 5 touchdowns. Now, just double that this year. Double that now. Dak already said
1,800 receiving yards.
Come on. Don't come really double it, DJ, to the T. Jesus. I'm just saying. Oh, man. It's going to look beautiful. Like I said, I don't like the Cowboys, but it's just been these last couple of years I've seen it. Like these players in my division. I like Dak. I do. I like CD. You know, I like the Odell with the Giants. I don't know why that's been happening. I ain't never liked the opposing teams' players like I like these guys. But, man, let me tell you, CD, I watched this guy at OU when he played at Oklahoma, man. Any quarterback he had, he always made big plays. And Dak is nobody's sorry or nothing. Now, he's the real deal, as we know he is. And you got a Dak Prescott coming off injury, things like that. And he's nipping to get back out there after what didn't happen to him. You know, he ain't played football in a long time, right? He see the talent he has before him. Mark Cooper is amazing, but man, I think CeeDee Lamb can do stuff Amari Cooper can't. You talk about the best. There's a deer outside?
Yeah.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm about to get my gun.
There's
my
a deer.
Rifle.
A gun?
Yeah, my rifle.
I thought he was about to get something. He got his phone. But yeah, you got to go. Yeah, y'all got deer outside right now. Dad's going to take a picture at the moment. But it's an amazing thing I think he's going to do, like his route running. I think he's only going to get better as well.
I think this, you know, this pick of yours only comes from the fact that he's on your fantasy team and you're more so hoping that he has a breakout year. You know, he plays for the Cowboys. I don't know how many times I need to say that. He plays for the Cowboys. Cowboys don't have no experience. And then you can say, well, he still have a good individual year. How are you going to have a good individual year when, first of all, he's not the number one receiver? So that's first things first. He ain't the number one guy. And on top of that, you still got Ezekiel Elliott who going to get his touches. So how in the world he going to get to all these, hit these breakout records and receiving yards and touchdown? How you going to do that with all of that? You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
I'm listening.
Let me ask you a couple questions, if you don't mind. Reliability. Who's better, Stephon Diggs or Amari Cooper? Reliability.
As far as what? Being able to play?
Who you can rely on more?
To be honest with you, neither one of them right now.
You can't
not
rely
consistently.
On, you can't rely on Stephon Diggs consistently?
Well, here's my thing. If you can put that argument out there, right? So my thing is, why did he emerge as the number one guy last year? If Amari is so not reliable, right? All the targets should have went to him, right? Even with Dak not being there, he should emerge as number one.
First off, you look at that offense last year. They were just getting by each game with Andy Dalton. Nothing against him or nothing like that. But you're not at full strength. You know what we're talking about? Why didn't he even emerge? Are you serious right now?
You broke his stats for last
year.
Your QB
is everything. He did that without that guy.
That's what I'm saying. So how come he didn't emerge as number one?
Amari Cooper is still an extremely talented receiver. But like I said, who can you rely on more? Who's available more?
Which car hurt himself when he checked out the game on fourth down?
And so we know the identity of Amari. We know it.
His thing is Amari's thing is, if you got a cornerback to battle him, he will lie down. That's the thing.
Gilmore, yeah, like one catch.
So that's the thing. He don't battle the defender. So that's the four is. I like CD. I always thought CD was a good cover. They were talking about Hollywood Brown. I'm like, CD Lamb was the best player over Homer, the receiver. Hollywood Brown was overrated. Anyway, the thing about it is, you do have three guys out there, and all of them going to eat. So I don't see his numbers getting outstanding. But yeah, I agree with him. CD is a great player. He is. But,
that's what I'm saying.
But the thing about it, with three weapons out there, I don't know if he's going to eat. Just like a number one would eat. Because I think he is that number one, though.
That's right. And I'm looking at how we ain't seen Coop check out of games, or Cooper gets hurt, or Cooper, you know, just loses his drive mid-season, just decides he don't want to. He even said the other day, he's like, oh, I think I'm the best receiver. I just haven't shown it yet. He knows it. He ain't even shown it yet. I can't always trust Cooper when I need to trust him. Is he better than CeeDee Lamb right now? Yes, that's true. But when it gets in, and now it's a 17-game season, I couldn't trust you when that was 16. You want me to trust you with 17? And you talking about potentially plus playoffs?
But you can trust CeeDee Lamb.
Yes! Look what he did last year without that.
And how come he ain't the number one?
He'll emerge as the number one.
From my understanding, they are looking at him as their number one now.
That's what I'm saying. He's emerging.
Due to the fact of what we just said about Amari,
that's the problem. You putting the expectations on a Cowboys player.
Can he emerge as the number one?
They don't even reach expectations as a team.
Because you look at they put up stats. You know, they do put up stats. I mean, through all of that, they have put the stats up. So it's just a matter of, do they win at a rate they should? Yeah,
My thing is that. He's going to emerge as number one. You look at it when Odell went to New York. Victor Cruz was one, right? And then he emerged as the number one. You know, back when A.B. wasn't the highly scouted one. Now, who was the guy they had number one was really like the top guy on their team? Emmanuel Sanders, is that right?
Honestly, to be honest with you, I don't think they really... Cause A.B. came out the blue for me because they gave him a big contract. Everybody like, why they give him that money? He ain't letting it show, but I don't really think they just really had because they had Wallace on their team and Emmanuel Sanders, and he ain't really what's called number one, so they had a combination of guys. They really just didn't have a number one.
Well, we got CeeDee Lamb, guys. We got Tua, Tagovailoa.
I think Tua gonna have a good call. Back to Tua. People gotta realize something. Tua broke his hip socket and his nose. Tua spent most of the offseason in the pandemic trying to rehab. He didn't have time to work on his game. So when you get the training camp for a rookie, no training camp, what they expect him, what they expect from him.
Yeah.
So people not putting that in there. He didn't get time to work on his game. So he's just working on trying to rehab. So it ain't like he went back to Alabama and then and trying to work on it. He went to the pro trying to work on his rehab, then trying to let him. He was in a no-win situation. So I think they should have really honestly just let him sit the whole year. It would have been better for him, I think.
Yeah.
Down toward the end of the year, give him some reps, something like that. But I think Tua is going to be fine.
I think all three of these guys are going to have amazing years, from Jameis to Kamara to Tua to CeeDee. Man, I think all of them have some great years. Now, towards the end of getting here, we got one of our last topics. Let's talk about the game coming up tomorrow. What's your prediction? What's your score as far as the Cowboys and the Buccaneers go? And why, you know, you guys think this, you know, that score happened? Whoever wants to go first.
Well, I think the Buccaneers will win the game. I think they win it probably 23-17. And the thing about with the Cowboys, there's so many unknown. But I think everybody running around like the Buccaneers is so talented. I think the Buccaneers are a solid football team, but I don't think they are these world beaters. You know what I'm saying? I think they caught fire last year at the right time. But I don't think they're a good, solid team. They have holes, I mean, in their own right, you know. So I think they're going to be a solid football team. But I don't think they're just this team that's overwhelmed with talent. They're going to just ramrod the league. I don't see that. But I think they win the game tomorrow. But I'm going to say it right here now. If the Cowboys happen to upset them, it will not surprise them. You know, for a simple reason, they get in the rings, and most teams get the rings.
It's a lot going on at night. Yeah,
the Cowboys probably will be focused tomorrow, trying to prove that, you know, that the defense is right and Dak is back, and they may have success tomorrow. You know, so we'll see.
BJ,
I expect the Bucs to win 27-20.
Oh, that's a nice score. Okay, 27. Ain't a reason why. Just.
Other than, you know, Tom Brady, plus they got the same Super Bowl team back, you know, from last year, you know. Yeah, you can have Super Bowl hangover, but you got somebody who's been there so many times who can kind of, you know, become the bread to soak up that Super Bowl hangover, you know. So, and plus I expect the Cowboys to come out and try to, you know, live up to the expectation everybody to put on, which I don't think they're going to live up to. And I think they're going to be the Cowboys, or who we know they are to be. I give them two touchdowns. I give Zeke one, and I give Dak probably throw one to somebody, you know, Cooper or CD. You know, and the rest of them going to be Super Bowl. I mean, not Super Bowl, but field goals all the way through. But, yeah, I expect them to be the Cowboys, you know, to be. You know, if we ever come into a season where we don't put – no attention on the Cowboys. Now I'm a little worried because now they might actually come out and do something. You know, too much, they got too much spotlight on them to live up to anything. So.
All right. I'm going Bucks too, 31-20. I just want to see some offense, to be honest with you. I think both of them are going to do some great things tomorrow. I think defense will make some plays here and there, but I think both offenses are eager to show you what they've been working on. Dak's eager to get back out there. Tom Brady, let's be honest, probably just going to pick up where he left off, as well as that entire offense that he has. And I think, you know, it's going to be a win for the Bucs in the books. But I think it's going to be a win for both teams with seeing, you know, getting that first game out the way, you know, and getting back to work. And to end the show today, guys, two early Super Bowl predictions right now. Who do you have in the Super Bowl ahead of week one right now? Who you got there?
I'm going to kind of go with the Chiefs, of course, because they got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and you probably figure the offensive line going to get revamped. I'm going with the Chiefs in the AFC, and right now in the NFC, I'm going to have to go back with the 49ers if they stay healthy.
No.
You know.
Okay.
I'm going to the 49ers. I just think they got a talented enough team to get them to the next level next year, you know. And they, what's called the great play call on the offense, where I think Jimmy Garoppolo gonna have a solid season, which that what he had in the Super Bowl, solid season. You know, if he can stay healthy, don't turn the ball over. I think they're going. I think they get past because people don't realize the Rams lost a few pieces on defense. Mm. So you know, anyway.
Cam's good, DJ.
I say in the AFC, I'm gonna say the Chiefs again. I don't see anybody beating them. I'm sorry. Even the Bills. I'm sorry. I feel like unless Patrick Mahomes don't play, you know what I'm saying? I just don't see, at least not right now, I don't see Josh Allen overcoming Patrick Mahomes and reading all them boys. But them in the AFC and in the NFC, I'm gonna go with the Rams because I think they're the most complete team in the NFC. So as far as like it was either them or the Seahawks. I mean, the only thing with the Seahawks, I don't think they're complete or whatever. But you know, in all aspects, like the Rams are, and then Green Bay. You know, Aaron Rodgers is going to do what Aaron Rodgers do, but he's not built to win nothing. He ain't getting no more Super Bowls.
Nah, I agree.
You know, after that performance, actually, I knew it for the last 2 years, but, you know, I hope his performance from last year when he had a chance three times to go up on the Bucks and didn't. I hope this showed everybody that, you know, he's just going to be a good player. But no more titles for Green Bay while he's at quarterback. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams.
Not great minds think alike, but not that much. I got the Chiefs and the Seahawks. Yeah, I really do. I think they're like going to sneak up towards the end. Like, you look at towards the end of the year, they start like just, like the engine just turns off. They just come out hot. But for some reason, I don't know. I think they're just going to get that spark this year because we're not expecting them to. You know what I mean? They're not a complete team. But for some reason, I just feel like late in the season and in those playoffs, they're going to rally one way or another. And it's going to be against the Rams. Like, you look at last year where the Rams beat them. They got the best complete team. And I think the Rams are going to look like all year, like they're going to go to the Super Bowl. And it's going to come to a matchup like that. And I just think the Seahawks are going to steal it from them. Just like the Patriots stole it from them in the Super Bowl. So, it should be an exciting time. You know what I mean? These are two early predictions, you know. It'd be fun to look back on these and see who was right, who was wrong. If none of us was right or none of us was wrong. We'll see though on that. Thank you all for tuning in. DJ, you got anything else?
No.
Dad?
Oh, nothing. I'm glad to be here.
I am glad to be here too. All right. Thank you all for joining us so much, man. You guys enjoy the rest of your week as well as enjoy this upcoming football season this weekend. Hope you all tune into some great games. And remember, guys, always, always be blessed.